The top-selling comic books for June 2024 have been revealed. Absolute Comics creators lineup leaked. Stephen S. DeKnight launches two graphic novels. This is Comic Book Club News for July 10, 2024. The top-selling comic books of June 2024 have been revealed, and Marvel's Ultimate Universe is once again the ultimate winner. Per ICV2, Ultimates number 1 was the top-selling comic of June on units sold, with Ultimate Spider-Man number 6 coming in at number 2. On the chart by dollars earned, X-Men number 35 took top slot above Ultimates and Ultimate Spider-Man thanks to a $9.99 price tag. Back to units sold, two Energon Universe titles hit the top 10, Transformers at number 5 and Scarlet at number 9. With Destro hot on its heels at number 11. As for our ongoing DC Comics watch, the publisher had a slightly better showing this month with 11 titles in the top 50. But perhaps of slight concern, three of those issues were Batman, and the kickoff to their big event, Absolute Power, came in at number 15, one slot under the Absolute Power Ground Zero one-shot that preceded the premiere issue. Conversely, Marvel dominated with 31 of the top 50 slots on units sold. IDW only grabbed two slots for the last Ronin 2 at 23, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Alpha at 41. However, the publisher probably doesn't need to worry, as with a reported 300,000 copies pre-sold, July's TMNT number 1 should come out tops. And if it doesn't, then the Ultimate Universe is probably even bigger than we thought. The leaks for DC's Absolute Comics will continue until morale improves. While the publisher has yet to confirm the existence of the potential Ultimate-style line of comic books, the leaks have continued online with a better look inside what is supposed to be an ashcan given out at San Diego Comic-Con. To review, the rumor is that Absolute Comics, or Absolute Universe, will present a brand new continuity for DC Comics. However, at the same time, the main line of DC Comics will continue the continuity you know and potentially love, with the two somehow tied together. Scott Snyder has been noted as the potential showrunner for this project, with all-star teams taking on characters like Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman with a fresh, modern eye. And now, as reported by The Beat and Bleeding Cool, who generally don't like each other, so you know there's merit to a rumor if they both publish it, the creator list inside the ashcan has hit social media. Here's the lineup, though no specific titles or teams were noted. Jason Aaron, Dennis Camp, Wes Craig, Nick Dragota, Al Ewing, Che Grayson, Jeff Lemire, Janoi Lindsay, Pornsack Pichichote, Nick Robles, Rafa Sandoval, Hayden Sherman, Scott Snyder, and Kelly Thompson. That's a pretty extensive lineup for artists and writers, which by my count means most likely seven titles to start. As mentioned in yesterday's news podcast, we should know more as San Diego Comic-Con approaches. Unless, of course, some comic book retailer posts the whole thing online first. Stephen S. DeKnight is best known as the creator of the TV show Spartacus, as well as a showrunner of Netflix's Daredevil. And now he's getting into the graphic novel game with not one, but two books this year. The first is Beneath, a horror story set on the Texas-Mexico border with art by Michael Gatos. This is also Gatos' first original graphic novel, surprisingly, and will hit Comixology on August 6, 2024. But wait, that's not all. DeKnight has also launched what will end up being his second graphic novel today on Kickstarter, titled Hard Bargain. The graphic novel is a horror noir set in Los Angeles with art by Lino Cavarlo. The book has a planned release through publisher Humanoids and is already successfully funded as of this recording. Congrats to DeKnight, who has already proved himself to be the king of graphic novels. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And that's the end of the podcast. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.